Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Love is Blind, Season 5, Episode 4, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
And hopefully you got your gold cup, you're tipping it up, because Episode 4 is off the chain. I mean,
it is.
Think about the high that episode 3 left us off on.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't wait to get to episode 4 after seeing what happened to episode 3. And again, I feel like all this is way more drama than we've seen through seasons 1 and 4. So I'm like, and this is before all the proposals. Because season 4, the drama happened after everybody got engaged.
Exactly.
Now we're seeing some stuff in the pods. We're like, ooh, yeah, this is good.
The funny thing is, because I watched episode 3 before you did, right? So as I said last episode, I texted you and said, holy sh... And next, send. Episode 3, send. Emoji. Send. And your thing was like, oh, I haven't started it yet. So I'm like, all right, I'm just waiting. And I know as soon as you see it, you are going to text me. And of course, you did not let me down. You said, holy, Lydia is fake as. And my reply was, of course, the laughing emoji. And then, but whoa, wait, it gets worse.
I think later on, I even text you, Lydia's for the streets.
I want to understand why you said that. So let's get to Aaliyah and Uche and where all this becomes. Because here it is. We find out Uche finally admits he has a secret after chastising Aaliyah for lying and not telling her ex-boyfriend. Not him. She told him when he asked. She was honest with him about everything. Maybe too honest. Come to find out, he used to date Lydia. And the way they found out, and they actually, I like the fact that they kept that and then they played it back for us. The minute he said his name was Uche, she's like, oh, crap. Lydia knew who he was immediately.
Right.
He had no idea who she was, which should have been a big red flag to her.
To her, because he doesn't remember. That accent, the voice, like, how would you not remember that?
No, you know who was for the streets? Uche was for the streets, because how do you not remember her voice and her accent? It's not a Mexican Spanish accent. It's a Puerto Rican Spanish accent. In Texas. That
the voice, he should have recognized it. I can tell you right now, if you heard a particular person's voice, you would know exactly who she was.
Yes.
This is back when you and I lived together and you were trying to study and you just like, damn it. And you had to walk out. Because of her voice. If you heard that voice today, and this was 27 years ago, you would know exactly. Didn't you date Terrell in college? So he didn't know until she mentioned his dog, Kobe. And then he was like, Lydia?
I'm not going to lie. When she said, I love Kobe, I'm like, Bryant? Me too.
I thought it was Kobe Bryant too. Because I'm just like, man, she must be really hardcore Laker fan. But exactly. It was the dog, Kobe.
So here's the thing about this. The question I ask in this space is how betrayed should Aaliyah feel, right? Because she's been pouring her heart out to Lydia. And she's been dating Uche all along. Neither one said anything. And not only that, again, when he said he hadn't been completely honest, remember how my reaction in episode 3, like, dude, you just chastised her. I would feel some type of way.
I would too, because I listed some of the same questions. I'm like, so who should Aaliyah be mad at in this situation? Should she be mad at Lydia? Because the whole time I'm hearing this, I'm like, wow, Lydia, that's foul. And I can see why Uche maybe didn't say anything at first, because he wanted to make sure he had a connection with somebody. If he never had a connection with anybody and leaves the show, no big deal. No harm, no foul. But for Lydia to sit there and sit with Aaliyah all this time and talk and all that, and let her pour her guts out, knowing that she dated this man for a few months mm-hmm. and knows him very well, intimately, mm-hmm. in the mm-hmm. spiritual sense. I was just like, wow. And then my other question was, why is Uche so sad about it? Mm-hmm. He's getting all emotional. I'm like, wait, what in the world is going on here?
Yeah, you know, maybe because he remembered how much he chastised her like she was a 3-year-old. and he's just like, because it boggles me that he was that upset. But then again, now maybe I understand. Because all of a sudden, once we hear that, all those things that Lydia said before came rushing back. You are me. We are the same person.
Mm-hmm.
We dated the same man. Oh, I can't tell you that yet. Never mind.
Yeah. So it's crazy because obviously Aaliyah is hurt mm-hmm. and upset. And, you know, she kind of has to take a little pause and then comes back and Uche is trying to explain. But here's what got me. Uche's trying to explain and Aaliyah's like, well, look, you understand. I know this person mm-hmm. and all that. And she's remembering, oh, she'd be such a great fan. He starts sticking up for how awesome Lydia is.
He does.
And I'm like, wait a minute. You didn't even remember who she was until she told you about Kobe. And then it clicked. Mm-hmm. So why is this? And as he's talking about why he broke up with her, he's getting all emotional and crying. If this was so far in the past, why are you still got all in your feels? Like, I had way more questions than answers in this one little conversation.
The interesting thing is that Aaliyah then asks Uche if he loved Lydia. And he's like, no, I have love for her, but no, I don't love her. Which we knew when we saw the clip, and he's probably like, I wish you could see the clip. You would know. Well, I didn't even know who the hell she was.
Well, so much love for her that he couldn't remember her.
Yes. That was so bad. That's.
I'm just saying that something does not smell right to me.
So do you give Aaliyah credit or do you say, you know what? You may really need to take some more time to think about it. She took a little minute to think about it, came back in, but then she drops the L-bomb. And says that, and you know, of course, he returns it. I love you too. And oh, we'll get through it. Do you give her credit for that? Because again, she wanted him to look past the fact that she cheated previously. And here it is in this space, this man's been lying to her the entire time. And she's willing, even though honesty is a big thing for both of them, she says, I'm going to look past it because I'm this deep in. But you should have told me this earlier.
I think she's still processing and just saying that. Because when you process and you walk away, you got to think to yourself, wait a minute. He knows I'm in the pod with this girl mm-hmm. in the women's quarters. She knows that she used to date this man and she is my bestie mm-hmm. in the group. And she's not said a word. Now, I would feel like the fool.
You know, you always talk about the things that they show and the things they don't show. How many times in those pods has she mentioned Lydia to him? And he never said anything. That's the real question.
And there's that. Because they don't bring up any of that. But what if she's talking about, yeah, you know, my best friend in the pod is Lydia. She's amazing. Da-da-da. She'll probably be in our wedding if we get married.
Yes.
All this stuff. Yeah.
You know, it's the only thing she's thinking at this time is like, I need to talk to Lydia. And that's what she keeps telling him. I need to talk to Lydia, right? Because for her, it's like, in the real world, I wouldn't date a friend's ex, right?
Right.
And she considers Lydia a friend. Is that something, in this case, couldn't date a friend's ex?
I couldn't.
Right. Yeah. I don't know that I could either.
You and I have talked about it. I couldn't. Mm-hmm. When you and I were in college together, if a girl dated you, I couldn't date her. Like, seriously.
I don't think you called it dating back then, though.
Yeah, no, but I couldn't, like, I would not go after,
yeah,
you know, my friend's ex. And I've had situationships, mm-hmm. you know, but it's just weird. I'm like, I can't probably commit to this person long term because of this, you know.
It's different if it's just, all right, we have hanging out having fun, and it's somebody that you were just hanging out having fun with before. and not in a relationship with, then it's a different story to do the same thing. But relationship means there's real feelings involved, right? So to your point, could you do it? No.
It also depends on how long ago it was.
Yeah.
If this was 15 years ago when y'all were in college compared to now, mm-hmm. I could probably be a little bit more open to it.
Right.
But it depends on how recent all these activities were.
Is it recent cheating or yeah. We all talk about Aaliyah and Uche, you know. 2 years is that still too close? Well, Aaliyah and Lydia finally get together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way they did it. They got on the couch and she's like, I know. You know?
Yeah.
Oh. There was never any mention of anything else. Just like, I know. He told me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they hug. Mm-hmm. It's because that's been hanging there for a while. And I thought it was kind of cool the way they did that.
I did too, because Lydia's probably been keeping a secret for a long time that's bothered her. Mm-hmm. But as they're talking, it made sense to me why she didn't say anything.
Yeah.
If she were to tell all the women on the women's quarters that, oh yeah, the guy Uche I dated. Well, yeah. Then she's ruined him for everybody.
Exactly.
And that's not fair to him. She didn't know he was coming. He didn't know she was coming to the show. So I'm like, okay, you get a pass for not saying anything. But I still think the way she talked about it with Aaliyah, that she still has feelings for Uche.
Okay, so I thought the same thing too, because I'm like, at first, as she's, okay, good, you know, and then she starts talking and I'm like, I'm a little nervous. And I literally wrote the note. I'm a little nervous about how this is going to play out because mm-hmm. it feels like Lydia still likes Uche and thinks that he chose her again, just with a different skin tone.
So for Uche not to remember who she was, she remembered a whole lot of details about him. You know, what his house looks like. He drives a Tesla. Here's the color. And really ruining it for Aaliyah.
That was so bad.
She's like, I don't need to know all this stuff. And I'm just like, I made the note, like, Lydia needs to shut her mouth. And then Lydia goes, also, just let you know, we did sleep together in January.
Yeah.
She's like, so 3 months ago. She's like, yes. But I just want to be honest. I'm just like, why would you keep saying all that? Stop.
Here's the thing about this, and this is where I really got, it's a lot of information, and I blame Aaliyah too, because at some point, when she's like, oh, you really love his ass, hold on, stop. I'm glad I know that y'all used to date. I don't need any details. I don't need you to tell me anything about what he does, because then she started, well, did you know this? I used to hang out with his friends. I did this. His dog, you're going to love the dog. The dog pees himself every time. It's way too much.
She did say that. She did say, she just didn't like shut it down, but she did say, see, I really don't want to know all of that. Da-da-da.
No,
but
shut it down.
Yeah, well, but you know, she's Puerto Rican. That's just how she is. You just can't shut it down.
Once I knew this the would come back up again.
Yeah, once you open the floodgates, this is it. And so she just probably felt like she couldn't really say anything. It was just like, wow, this girl's spilling all the tea. But here's what's interesting. Uche didn't tell her that, yeah, we hooked up 3 months ago.
No,
last time I saw her. And if it was 3 months ago and he still didn't remember her.
Yes.
So what does that say?
It means Uche is a hoe. That's what it says. Uche is a hoe. Because apparently she wasn't the only one 3 months ago. But here's the thing about this too, right? Lydia is a bad friend in many ways. Because there's no point. I'm telling you something about somebody and I'm not looking at your face and going, okay, what's wrong? Aaliyah's face is telling you she doesn't want to hear this crap.
Right.
Why are you telling her all of this? And I get it. Lydia's got diarrhea of the mouth. We know that. We've seen that. Izzy can attest to that.
There's nothing wrong with her. She's just Puerto Rican.
Leave that alone. That was terrible, by the way. Just wanted to point that out.
No, that's what she said. I'm using her words against her. She doesn't have diarrhea of the mouth. She's just Puerto Rican.
she can't read the room. She can't read her friend's face and just understand. She's like, from now on, he's just Aaliyah's husband. No, but you still keep talking about you and him. And I hated that for Aaliyah in that moment. Well, she goes back and I mean, let's think about this for a second. He did all that talking down on to Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just brought up about the sex 3 months ago. All this talk about honesty.
Mm-hmm.
He's been keeping the secret. He left that out about dating her in the first place. But then he also left, he was lying by omission about the sex 3 months ago. And when she gets back in the pod and is talking to him again, he kind of downplays it a whole lot again, doesn't he? This whole thing.
He does until she says, yeah, but you know, you slept with her 3 months ago. He pops up. Oh, shoot. She told you that?
He's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. But he was, I mean, he was very selfish the way he looked at this, because she's trying to explain how, do you realize this is how hard this is for me? Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, do you realize how hard it is for me too? And it's like, no, it's not. I'm in the room with this girl. You just know that we're in a room together, so it's not hard for you. And you didn't even remember who she was, apparently. So don't act like this is difficult for you.
Not only is she in the room with her, that's her best friend in the friggin' room.
Right. Right. So I think that the note I had here, because at first I was questioning, should she be mad at Uche? In theory, no. But yes. In reality, yes. She should have, you know, she should feel bothered by the fact that he withheld a lot of that. And again, I understand why, because on the flip side, he can't go back to the guys and be like, y'all aren't going to believe this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ladies here is someone that I dated a few months ago.
Right.
You know, so he had to keep it secret from the guys too. So I see that. But the note I did make is, if Aaliyah wants this relationship to work, she has to distance herself from Lydia. Y'all can't be besties.
Yeah. And I think she realized that when Lydia kept dropping all the information on her, way too much information. Would he tell you this? Do you know this? Do you know this? Did he tell you this? And I'm like, yo, shut up. Here's the problem I have.
You wanna know what his spot is? Girl, if you do this, he will go crazy. I've seen it.
Here's the problem I have with Uche. And we're not going to let him off the hook. I cannot let him off the hook. Because when he had this whole thing about the honesty and he's chastising her, is the minute he should have come forward and said that. They were far enough along. They'd known each other long enough. They knew they were feeling each other. He already knew he was her number one.
Mm-hmm.
He should have revealed that then. While we're on the topic of honesty, right? While you just told me this stuff that you never told him, let me tell you something that you need to know.
Yep.
Yeah.
And let me tell you all of it. Villain. Because Uche knows Lydia. Mm-hmm. So he knows that, as you call it, she has diarrhea of the mouth, or as I call it, she's Puerto Rican. That she is going to spill all the tea once Aaliyah confronts her about it. So get ahead of it.
Yes.
He should have been like, yeah, so here's the deal. I appreciate your honesty around cheating 2 years ago. Totally cool. But I got to be honest with something too. There's someone here. Mm-hmm. I dated for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
I had broke it off. We did hook up a few months ago. I did not know she was coming on this show. She didn't know I was coming on this show.
Because she blocked me on social media. He said that.
Yeah, he did. But I think she blocked him because she didn't want to see him. Because when they showed the clip of them on their first interaction in the pod together, Lydia and Uche, she was just like, well, maybe this is meant to be. Maybe we should try. And he was just like, but no, that wouldn't be the purpose of the experiment.
Yeah.
To date someone that we dated on the outside. But she was encouraging it. So that tells me she still wanted him.
So the interesting thing about that too, because, and I know somebody's going to mention in the comments if we don't talk about it, the fact that we saw that interaction. We saw her say the whole thing about, well, we could probably just start from ground zero. She tells Aaliyah when they have that conversation that, well, we were going to start from ground zero. But this, Now, she didn't lie, but her perception of that interaction was very different than what we saw from the actual facts. His perception of the interaction, I have no idea what the hell it is, because that bastard's a liar anyway. But I just think that she was off on that. And even then, but she's like, we're supposed to start. She told me that y'all were supposed to start from ground zero. He was like, wait, what? Huh?
Yeah.
And then y'all had sex. And, oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
This was such a mess, man. And we could talk about this forever, but we got to move on to some of the other couples, including your girl, Lydia, here with Milton. Because then Lydia, because as you say, she's Puerto Rican. Well, it's out there. So she's got to get it out there now. Tells Milton that she and Uche dated, but that she ended it a couple months ago. Now, did she or didn't she? Well, Uche did say that she blocked him.
Just because you block someone on social media doesn't mean you've ended it.
Oh, true.
And then you ended it. Now, she's making it seem like they had this thing, but she felt it wasn't going anywhere, not telling Milton that she was open to try to keep dating him in the pot.
Not maybe telling Milton that Uche had her ankles tapping 3 months ago.
Not telling Milton that, hey, we slept together 3 months ago before this. So she left a whole lot of stuff out. And I like how Milton was just like, uh-huh. Okay. Okay. And I was waiting, like, is she going to tell him that they hooked up a few months ago, which she didn't. So what bothered me about that whole interaction, kudos for Lydia for being honest and telling him. Mm-hmm. I respect that. But this chick drops this bomb and is like, babe, don't let this affect us.
not only that, I'm falling in love with you. I want to marry you.
He just heard this. Let him process. He didn't really know how to respond to any of it. And she's just like, babe, don't let this affect us or whatever. And again, Milton and his maturity is like, can we take five?
Yo.
As need 5 minutes. She's like, are you going to come back?
Yeah.
She's super emotional. And I wonder what she's like when she's mad.
You already know what she's like when she's mad. She's Puerto Rican.
I've had some experience. So I'm just like, man, I'm just like, goodness. So, are you going to come back? He's like, yeah, I just need five. Mm. And so he, you know, they leave the pods and then she comes in.
You're so mean, man. See?
I told Milton the truth.
Here's the thing that had me with a people's eyebrow. I can't do it, so I just have to do it with my finger. Because Stacy's the one that's there to console her, and she's telling Stacy this, and Stacy doesn't go, well, what the hell happened with Uche? So apparently, this is now out there in the women's living quarters, because she's just like, well, you know, you got to give him a minute to process it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, when did this become public knowledge? Yeah.
But I like how Stacy handled it, because she's just like, hey, get it together.
She did do that.
Yes.
She was you.
Yes, she was me. She was, hey, get it together. I remember when I was a restaurant manager opening up Applebee's restaurants, there was always somebody who was going to cry. A new store opening. Always somebody's going to cry. And I'd be like, hey, if you're going to cry, clock out and go home. Or dry it up, get it together.
Wow,
this is just beer and burgers. Calm the hell down. But every time, but I would tell people, I'm like, I clock out and go home if you're going to cry. Not get it together. So I like how Stacey was like, look, you get together. You got to give the guy time to process. You just drop this on him.
Mm-hmm.
What's he supposed to do? And I'm like, yes, logic, reasoning. That's why I like Stacey.
I knew you appreciated that.
Did.
They get back in the pods and Milton admits like, hey, look, if I'd known, because she asked him, if I told you this earlier, would you stop talking? He's like, yeah. Had I known this after day one, day two, yeah, I probably would have.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't move on. Because, I mean, obviously, Milton doesn't like Uche anyway.
Right.
Right? And so he's like, oh, this dude? Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah. No, you're right. He's definitely not feeling him, so I guess I could see that too. Well, the thing that I noticed in that space was Milton got very introspective, right? And he's like, you know, mm-hmm. this experience has taught me, if there's one thing the experience has taught me, is that there's a lot of work I've got to do on myself. And it sounds to me like he's about to say, I need to go ahead and step away from this mm-hmm. and go work on me because I'm not as ready as I thought I was. Because he's saying a lot of this stuff that's leading there. In the meanwhile, Lydia's doing something that's probably irking the crap out of you and made you throw paper towels just because you don't want to mess up your TV. But, you know, at the TV, just like, what the hell are you? Because she just seemed very desperate in that moment.
She did. And her saying, just, I want him. She's saying that she wants him so bad. Mm-hmm. And I bet as she's saying all this stuff, in his mind, all he could think of is Uche.
Yeah. Uche, I just want you so bad.
And then, this girl, this woman has the nerve to say, if you have doubts about me, ask Uche.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something, though. To Milton's credit, that is the first time he laughed on this entire episode. And he was like, my fucking God. Oh, my fucking God.
I'm just like, look, I'm awesome. Ask your roommate.
And what did he say? He said, and she goes, it's a bad joke. And he was like, you know what? It is a bad joke. Bad timing. But it's probably a joke I would have made. And he genuinely laughed. He genuinely laughed. I think, to be quite honest, as bad as that joke is, that's what saved them. Because I really feel like he was about to walk away from this. She gave that joke and he's like, only a nutcase like me would say some crap like this.
Maybe we are meant to be together. Right. You know? We belong together.
Because they come dressed up the next date. And he asked again about the age difference, because this is still a big issue. Because remember, mm-hmm. in the very beginning, he offered it and she, you know, pretty much shat on him when he said that the first time about his age. And even though she said she's fine with it, as we keep moving, I'm going to keep asking you about this. Are you sure there's still not a problem with it?
Yeah. And again, kudos to Milton, his maturity. But the desperation of Lydia comes out so much. Because he's like, well, I guess I'm not allowed to hang out till 4 a.m. playing Wii with my friends. Mm-hmm. No, you could do that. Just let me know. And I'm just like, really? You don't mean that. And he's like, what if my job moves me to Argentina? Well, then I'm going with you. I'm like, do you hear yourself?
Okay, but to her credit, she's like, I can work from anywhere.
I get it, but still.
I'm just saying, more a home in Argentina than.
But to say that you Texas. Can just up and go to a whole other country with somebody that you've not met in person and seen, it's desperation. Just say, hey, we can work, we can talk through it.
Yeah.
We can try to see if we can work it out. But she's just like, yeah, I can work from anywhere. Going to Argentina, I can speak Spanish. Let's do this. She was all in.
What you're
You can
hearing,
stay out till 4 a.m. if you want. Play the Wii. Totally cool.
What you're hearing is what we saw in My Cousin Vinny. My biological clock is ticking. Because remember, she's 30. He's 24. She's like, I just need somebody. Because mm-hmm. remember, that's the one thing she wants. Somebody to love her for her. That's it.
Yeah.
He proposes. You know she's going to say yes. I can't wait to see when these two meet.
Yeah. We shall see. I want to see what it's going to be like when she sees him in person, too.
Yeah.
So in this, after all this and back and forth, Milton decides to bend the knee.
Yeah.
Proposes. And of course, she says yes.
Of course she does.
Of course she does.
Well, you know who else decided to bend the knee? Izzy. Because Stacey and Izzy, they get together and they get engaged. No surprise there, right? I kind of skipped over theirs.
Yeah, I mean, they got engaged, but they got a chance to meet in person this time. Because he had proposed already. So now they get a chance to meet in person. And I was curious what Stacy was going to think of Izzy's physical appearance.
Right.
Right. Because to me, I thought they were going to be fine because Izzy looks like he's in pretty good shape. And right. I think that's important to Stacy. So they already have that. They can be
the big thing for him was his lack of hair because some women didn't like it. And that's,
yeah, that's fine. Yeah. There are a lot of women that like a bald man. It's not that big a deal. Exactly. But the fact that he was in good shape and bald compared to fat and bald.
Big difference.
Big difference, right? So I think Stacy was going to be interested. So he gets in person. They propose again. And it's funny, sitting there holding her, rubbing her leg. And she's like, oh, I didn't shave. He's like, little leg hair gives a little character. He doesn't say a little hair gives a little character. I was just like, okay.
Does it? Or is that one of those things you say when you first meet somebody? You're like, no, yeah, because you're still in that lovey-dovey phase. Because 5 years down the road, why don't you shave your goddamn legs? Yeah. And I like how she kind of put him to the test. Well, would you? What about braiding? How do you feel about braiding? Like, no, you know, my hair can get long.
Yeah, I think it's cute that he said all that, but you know, long term, you could be like, you're gonna need to do something about this.
Exactly. All you know, he is.
Yeah.
And what'd you think about how nervous he was when they met? Because he's shaking to the point of like, oh man, you are shaking.
Well, I think anybody would be that nervous, right? Because you haven't seen the person and you're still wondering, am I attracted to them? Are they attracted to me? And then you're like, holy crap, I am engaged to someone that I just met a week or two ago in the pods. I've never seen in person. So I get why they would be nervous when they interacted with each other. But to me, it looked like Izzy and Stacy were a good match so far.
Indeed. And I think they're both attracted to each other in that space because you can tell it because even when he gets down on the knee, she's like, hold up, no, I need some more of this. And bends over and gives him another kiss, a long ass kiss. You know, it's just like, and you see in this, she is the alpha in this relationship. She is Chelsea to Kwame, right?
Interesting. I have
to see this, don't you?
I can see where you're going. So I'm curious to see how that plays out. But happy for them. They're together.
Mm-hmm. Well, before they met, though, remember when they got engaged earlier in the episode, she comes back and tells everybody she's a fiance now, and Johnny was all in tears.
Yeah, Johnny took a big swig of some Haterade and started talking trash. You know, because she didn't look happy when Stacy came back in and she's just trying to play cool. I'm happy for you. And then she gets with the other girls and it's like, yeah, they're not going to be happy together. Izzy told me in the pods that he has bad credit and he's signing a new lease somewhere and he's not financially stable. They're not going to be happy together. Why you got to do that?
Exactly. And her excuse for that, because she, well, I walked out ready for something else and all of a sudden I run dead smack into this and I'm like, that's still not an excuse to hate. The man said he didn't want you. He already told you that.
Right.
Why are you worried about him?
Doesn't matter. Because in her mind, she's like, you know what? Forget them. I still got Chris.
And that's
I'm going to have my happy ending too.
Because then we see her and Chris. Because remember, Chris said, I just need some time to think about it. Because she was ready to go marry him again that quick after kicking him to the curb, putting him out on the curb for the sanitary engineers to come take him away. And when they didn't come on time, she went to grab him back and they get in the pods.
Kudos to Chris.
Yes.
Kudos to Chris. Now, he decides that he's going to be selfish and choose himself because I think he processed and realized, okay, the math is not mathing with Johnny because she told Izzy one thing. She told me the complete opposite. And I was her second choice.
That's probably what did it right there.
Right. I was like her second choice. This doesn't work for me. So he chose himself. But my question is, why get dressed up? If you plan on saying no, why'd you get dressed up?
Look, that man wanted to look good on TV for the next woman that he'll be dating. He's been slumming it the whole time. He got to make sure he comes out looking good in this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Johnny's walking away with nothing. And I think Johnny, honestly, I just think Johnny wants to be with anyone.
She just wants to stay on the show. We have the same note. Yes.
If the key grip was like, hey, Johnny, I'm sorry to hear what happened, but after this, if you want to go grab coffee, she'd be all in.
She'd be like, does it come with a ring?
Yeah. She'd be all in. So I'm happy that Chris chose himself. But again, I still don't understand why he dressed up.
To look good for the next woman he's dating. That's all. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of engagements, coming to the end of this episode, Uche is getting ready to go propose. He's dressed up. He goes into the pods. And I'm not going to lie to you. He's walking in there. And Sago, of course, they get engaged.
Yeah.
And then I just happen to look up and went, wait, she's not in there yet.
Right. And then I saw the journal on the table and I was just like, oh, did she give the journal back?
Wait. Did I miss that?
Yes.
The journal was in the room with him?
With him. So the journal that he gave with the poem was sitting on the little table.
I missed
in the room with him. So I'm wondering, maybe in episode 5, do they tell us if she left a note? But he's sitting there waiting, and I'm just like, okay, she's going to pop in any second. And all of a sudden, the producer's like, hey, Uche. We're closed.
Aaliyah has decided to not continue with the experiment.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. And he's just sitting there just like, what? Because I'm sure Uche, in his mind, I'm the catch. How could you not choose me and leave this? Nobody does this to Uche.
Exactly.
And I was like, good for you, but I'm still waiting. Did she leave him a note in the journal that he left her? But she gave it back. I'm like, you go, girl.
I'm glad you saw that because I missed that. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in episode 5. If indeed, like you said, she left him a note. Because once I saw that, it made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Why, when Lydia came crying back in the room after telling Milton, Stacy was there to console her and not Aaliyah. Because I'm like, yo, where's Aaliyah? Aaliyah, I love this for her. She Chris this situation. She chose herself and said, I'm removing myself from this toxic situation. These two people deserve each other. Because Lydia, and I told you, Lydia, it feels like we know this. She still wants Uche. And she feels like, well, he just chose another me. No. Mm-hmm. Aaliyah's like, no. He chose me. I'm not you. As similar as we are, we're not the same.
Yep.
This was too much. And hey.
I'm here for it.
So, episode 5, episode 6, episode 7, they drop this Friday. Look, I'm excited, man. I'm loving this season so far. We're 4 episodes in. Terrell, how do you feel about Love is Blind season 5 right now?
It's actually much better than the other ones. I mean, they've got me hooked into some of the drama that's happening. So it's pretty good. I will have to say it's pretty good. I think so far, this is the best one.
And you see, even on the coming up there, this season on Love is Blind, you get to see some of the other stuff. What did I tell you? I told you about Izzy. Izzy going to have a wandering eye because he's going to run into a bunch of these other people that he was with. And you see, you see where even Stacy has an issue in that space. You see, and the teaser for this coming up, you see that Uche gets a chance to talk to Aaliyah. Hey, I'm excited for all this. And by the way, Aaliyah with the natural hair, I like that too. Good luck.
I like
girl.
That better.
Good
luck. I like
that's because you don't like braids, though. The braids look good. She look good. No. Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, she looks gorgeous with the natural hair.
You know, that's the same hairstyle that Sha'Carri Richardson wore at the Prefontaine Classic. Was that last weekend? Yeah.
I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
See if you say the same thing about Sha'Carri too then.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Depends if she has those nails. If she has those long nails, no.
Not interested. Okay, well. Look, man, we're excited you're along the journey with us. Make sure you comment. Please, if you haven't already, you listen on your favorite podcast platform, leave us a review, man. You know, leave us a nice little 5-star review if you like, and comment on it.
Hit the like button.
Yep.
Subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.